Or you're a lender deed.
Yeah,
Neither
yeah.
a borrower. What does that mean?
Neither a borrower nor a lender deed. Don't ever be a borrower, don't ever be a lender.
Why not?
Is that in the Bible?
I don't know. My father used to tell me that.
All the time. It's actually pretty good wisdom, boys, I hate to tell you.
Why do you hate to tell me?
Well, you're a borrower.
Why do you hate to tell me though?
Well, usually,
if you say, oh yeah, it's one of those old sayings, that's silly though. Because things have changed now.
Well, then why would you hate to tell me?
Yeah.
Why would you like to tell me?
Do you know what I hate to tell you means?
I don't like to tell?
I mean, that you might not think that this is something you should hear.
Well, then why should you hate to tell me?
No, that's what the phrase means.
So why should you hate to tell me?
Because you might.
What?
You're not listening.
What? You may not want to hear
what?
This, but you're being
what?
Real.
I wouldn't talk to that thing anymore.
What? Can I have Ben Bowman?
You can
you can't have anything after that. After
sorry.
That little demonstration, you can have
I'm
nothing
sorry.
At all.
I'm
no,
sorry.
You're totally ruined it. No, yes, yeah, sorry.
I'm
now
sorry.
You're sorry.
Sorry, too late.
Too late.
That's another saying.
Push.
Lost all the goodwill he had in his family.
Watch, watch, watch.
Barnes come over today?
Yeah.
It's up to your mom, not up to me.
Not up to the mom. The mom has other things she
wants. Mom has other fish to fry.
Excellent.
Are you guys going to church tomorrow?
Get your face out.
Are you little limpers going to church tomorrow?
No.
What are you going to do instead? Why not go to church? It'd be fun. Actually, I would go to church because they're getting into the Christmas thing, and they'll be
fun
riding.
Christmas thing.
And also, I want to tell you that I've been up there, and the area where the kids play is really looking a lot better nowadays. Have you been there recently? You haven't been there for a few weeks, have you? It's a lot nicer. They're more. It's all cleaned up and everything. Used to be all junky.
You still don't want to be here to play.
Oh, you don't want me to play? That's okay.
What do they have to play with?
Well, I'm getting the stuff. So.
What?
When do you guys want me to call you? When do you guys want me to call you?
When pigs fly.
Okay, that'll mean when I call you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's it.
No, that was just a good joke, Dan. Just a really good joke.
I think I ate them all up, Mark.
Where are they?
Brian McQuinney, and he is right now eating, and his adorable family, and he is right now eating his eggs.
His adorable eggs.
His adorable eggs and
pancakes.
And the reason why I said that is because yesterday Mom almost tried to get us drunk on pancakes. She put yeasty in them. Sure did taste like wine. And yesterday we also went to school, and, oh, Mom, yesterday the whole day I was hiccuping. And now listen to the family, how disgustingly they eat. Listen to this, okay?
Mark, quit eating into the microphone. Could you come to
nobody wants to hear me eat anyway.
And would you? And could you please pass me?
Bad. Hey. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna turn you off if you act like a little show off into it.
But I wanted to know if the red things were going.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the verdict on these pancakes, guys?
It's a verdict
better than
yesterday. Yeah.
Not as good as the nice sweet ones you made.
Really?
Yeah. Too greasy.
That's not.
Have nothing to do about it?
No.
Okay.
You put yeasty in these.
Yeast?
Well, but it's hard to tell when you use a lot of grease on them. How they actually are. As pancakes.
Well, the other pancakes are in the pan
left,
now.
Okay.
Anyway, I put a little bit of sugar.
My favorite are the good sweet ones, the ones that come from that book.
My favorite are the ones Mom used to cook, instead of these yeasty ones.
The beasty yeasties.
Yeah. I don't like these beasty yeasties.
I don't know why. Why would Mom want to make them yeasty? I don't understand.
She just wanted to try them out.
She always was trying things out. And we decided it's such a...
I got an artist to try it out.
How
I got trackers to try it out.
How were they?
They were good. My nose was good.
Well, no. We wouldn't have found that other good recipe if we hadn't found it out.
You would have just thrown it away if it wasn't good?
No.
No?
I would have been stuck with it. But still.
But, Dad.
Well, why not?
You see, if we're not throwing away these pancakes, we are using them up just like he was using his skateboard up. Just like he wants to use his skateboard up.
If he didn't like him.
As soon as he uses his skateboard up, he can get another one.
And I traded my wheels for Brad's wheels.
But that's a good. But we can
try them out.
We can eat these up, and when they're all finished, we don't have to make more. We can make the kind we liked.
What do you think of that, Mama? That's your mom that got that, because she's the main pancake woman. Pancake person, sorry. What do you think, Mom?
What?
Do you want to keep the starter? Whoever wants to keep this starter recipe that we're eating right now, raise, instead of the other one, the old one, raise their hand.
I want to try another starter.
Whoever wants to try another thinks she should try another starter. Okay, here are the choices. Trying another starter, keeping the starter, Or just keeping the oldest one. Then we'll try it one more starter, and then if we don't like that, we go back to the oldest.
Okay, who wants her to try a starter? Whoever wants to try, wants her to try a starter, raise her hand.
What's the purpose of a starter?
Up high.
Wait, I'm not ready to vote yet. I need more information. What's the purpose of a starter? What's the purpose of it?
We want wheat pancakes, I think.
Right.
For help. And okay. So, this was a starter that was made for white pancakes, and I got it started, and I tried it for the white, because I think you should always try the recipe as it's supposed to be tried.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't translate.
And then today, I put it with wheat, which was my goal anyway. And we all like it a lot better with wheat.
Yeah, but I like this regular wheat. Why? What's the purpose of a starter?
Well, wheat tends to be heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a pancake itself.
Not that nice one that's done.
It's a pretty heavy pancake, so I want a lightweight pancake.
This is heavy.
Oh, you've got to finish.
Just finish it up, sweetheart.
You have to finish your orange juice as well.
Okay, now. Who wants her to try another starter? Who wants to keep her at this one? And who wants to keep her at the wheat, put the her wheat back one? To the wheat one?
I don't care.
I'm ready to vote.
You have to vote.
Mm. Okay, he abstained. No, you can abstain. That means that you're not voting. Okay, ready to vote? Go ahead, vote first.
Okay, whoever wants to go on to another starter, raise your hand.
Okay, next one.
No one wants to go on to another starter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Whoever wants to keep this starter, raise your hand.
Okay. Next one.
Whoever wants to keep the wheat one.
The old wheat pancake.
The old wheat pancake. Raise your hand.
Okay. That's it. It's unanimous. It's unanimous.
I didn't vote.
Well, but there's no votes against it.
No, because I'm doing the cooking, I'll do what I want. And what I
But if it gets real bad, we go on strike and we won't eat it anymore. Right? We'll form a union. The boys, all the men are going to form a union and they're going to go on strike if it gets really bad. Okay.
It's me and Dad against you and Ross because he abstained.
Yeah, but I'm doing the cooking.
I know, but it's limited.
Okay. We want the old wheat.
We want the old wheat.
He wants the old wheat.
He's not voting. He's on mommy's side.
For whatever reason, he's on mommy's
side. Old wheat. 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 Old wheat.
Ben, eat your breakfast.
You also like the old white.
Old wheat? What's old white?
The old white pancakes.
The old white pancakes instead of the whole wheat ones.
Whole wheat, the old wheat, whole wheat.
And I'm trying to find something between the two.
I'll tell you just one thing, Mom.
You can tell me one thing?
As long as it has a starter, I'm going to go on strike.
This one wasn't as whiny as the other one. And I think because
it's still as whiny.
Or younger. I renewed the starter yesterday. So it was a younger starter. It wasn't as far along. So next time I'm going to start a starter that's an overnight starter rather than a 3-day or 4-day starter.
I don't understand the whole starter concept. Do you want?
No.
Makes a lighter pancake.
Makes a lighter pancake.
Well, in this case, I think it was a sourdough. If you want, you know, if you really like sourdough,
like. Well, I'm a very good sourdough. I like the buttermilk. What was wrong with buttermilk? Why don't you stick to buttermilk?
Why should you stick to something?
Because we're very unimaginative people, right? We are not
imaginative. Speak for yourself, Dad.
We're not the kind of people that really can invent new things. We're the kind of people that just use ideas that have been made up by imaginative.
You may be unimaginative, but I'm not.
You don't have to play while you're while your mouths are full. You can just eat while your mouths are full.
I am. Remember last summer on the plane? That little girl, whose ears were flapping, she had this gum.
Would you like butter for your mashed potatoes?
No, restless.
Mark?
We've already had this. We've already talked to you one time.
I remember.
We've already talked to you one time.
Novel. Daddy, settle down. Settle down, Daddy.
Thank you. Mark? That sounds like a good dessert for Aunt Ross. A good dessert for children. At a party.
My party?
No, the one tonight. I have to make a dessert for it.
I
have an idea,
kicking.
But let me hear what you have. Marky?
Brownies.
Brownies.
Okay, brownies.
Cookies! For my book.
Is Aaron going?
I gave those things back.
Is Aaron going?
I'm gonna do that.
Is Aaron going?
Aaron.
That would be good instead of cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving.
Cranberry sauce?
Instead of cranberry.
Uh-huh. Currant jelly.
What'd you give back?
You know, I love all those neat jellies.
But Mom, what did you give back?
Come in different, you know?
Yeah.
What did you give back?
Oh, the cookie squeezer.
Oh, yeah.
But we could roll. We could do a rolled out cookie, and and put colored things on them.
Yeah.
I have.
Mom, I'm really worried about Ross and Mark have not eaten their dinner.
Well, they're still eating, aren't you boys?
Those little crackers with jam.
Here.
I hate these.
Don't
I
drop
don't
it.
Like this.
Please don't drop it.
You eat that, Ross. I'll help Mark out because he's a baby.
That's
for your potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I never.
What is it, Mark?
Do you like bacon? You like those?
A bacon!
You eat it with the potato.
I don't want it. Fine, put some more.
Just try a little potato with that. Let's see. Please get it. More. Here, with a piece of potato, okay?
Okay.
Together with the potato, Marky.
Okay.
More.
Will you promise to eat it with potato?
Mm-hmm. More.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
You have to eat them with potato, I don't.
Well, watch out or I'll give you some beans.
He can have them. You can just have them.
He was there.
Mm-hmm. I sure would. So, brownies? Okay.
Cookies.
I was told to do brownies. I think I am.
Pie.
Good.
Mark, brownies with walnuts? All chopped up nice and little.
What'd you say?
Brownies like with the walnuts all chopped up nice.
I don't like walnuts.
A plain brownie with no walnuts?
Chocolate chips. Is there going to be that?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought
we'll make
some, and I really don't know.
Make a cherry pie and brownies with chocolate chips in it.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, really?
What?
I'm going to make brownies because actually I was asked to do that. And I won't put nuts in them.
Nothing in them.
Russ?
And not even on the frosting, Mark? No nuts on the frosting? No. Okay. Terrible face. Okay.
Good.
Mark made a face. And the other cookie that I might get time to make is a little white ball. It's
you
called
snow
balls. And pecans, and you roll them in powdered sugar, and they don't have any chocolate. I'll take a few of those for Aaron, if I get them made.
If he's there, you can have them all.
For
See,
Aaron?
I don't know who's
Wait,
going.
How many cookies are you going to make for tonight? Just for tonight?
For the children. Not very many people are coming. Not the whole department. I don't know.
Wait, I'm confused about what's happening tonight.
He's going to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
No!
What? What is it? A Christmas party.
Okay.
And he has to take a present.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You and Mark and I are going to Mickey Cheese and Kurt Van Lane.
This is the first I've ever heard of this.
Well, I know, honey. I've been trying to capture you as you
No one
hasn't
told me.
It's been
Man,
mentioned
I'm
in their presence.
I'm going to Cheese Kitchen to eat mm-hmm. bread, and bread's going to take me home to mm-hmm. go to the party.
What I want to know is, am I
sleeping over red?
Well,
should I call?
Shall we get rid of Mark?
Yes.
Hey, wait, finish your potatoes. Mark. There's no reason not to finish.
Oh, come on. You can finish them.
That's your Patterson piece. We don't need any Patterson pieces.
We love stomach. I ate.
Open up.
Please let him do it himself. You can come out now. Finish it up, please.
Russell, finish take your jam.
Nobody's going to force feed you. Just finish it up. Cotton it up?
Yeah. It's cold.
Not surprised.
Come on, just eat it, Mom.
That's still wood. Okay. I'll eat this.
Do you consider that enough?
No, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Hey, Ross. See that little one on my side?
There, eat that.
Walk in the plate again.
Yum.
What was that?
Yum.
You want some juice on it? Is that what the juice from?
No.
Is that what it is?
Yum. Yum.
Okay. Yum. That's good enough. Take it out.
There. Am I done?
Yeah, Nell's talking about you.
Come on. Get it together.
Okay, now let's talk about me. I'm 10 years old. I have...
Well, I think you simply have to invite yourself over to Brad's, that's all.
You've done that.
I'll call up. Ask if I'm sleeping over.
No, wait. Is that appropriate?
Otherwise, we'll just... Well, now, what time does that party end?
10.
We can just pick you up.
Well, I'll ask. Because I think Brad expects him to sleep over.
Ask him, Brad, you expect me to sleep over?
No, I think Brad expects me to sleep over.
But yeah, they say, I don't have to. I wouldn't mind, but you know, I'm not inviting myself. I just want to know. Ross, what are your opinions about this stuff? Ross, can you tell me what your opinions are about this issue? What do you think about this?
I think Wharton Downey Jr. is a real creep.
Okay, and what do you think about Jews? Should they go around shooting people?
Not really.
What if people came into Quakers? Would we take guns all after them?
Yeah!
The Quakers are a bunch of hippies.
Right, they wouldn't do that stuff, right?
Right.
Okay, what about you, Mark? What do you think? What do you think, Mark?
I hate Martin Downey Jr. He's a real... He's fat, I'll tell you that.
Right.
He's gonna kill himself by smoking.
Right.
And he's got too many about guns.
Yeah.
I say...
Blow them all up.
Send him to the moon, Alice.
Send him to the moon, Alice? Okay, you wanna keep this on mic here and record your ideas about...
Wait a minute.
Hello. And this is Marky's famous shoe. And do. And now we want to do my famous song. Okay. A one, two, three, four. I love the mountains. I love the rolling hills. I love the flowers. I love the daffodils. I love the fires. outside. When all the lights are lit, doesn't shine. Shut up, Ross, you're messing my thing up. I love the fireside. When all the lights are lit, boom diada, 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 boom diada. I love the mountains, I love the rolling hills, I love the flowers, I love the daffodils, I love the fireside, when all the lights are low, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada, boom diada. Diada bum diada, I love the mountains. I love the, once more. I love the rolling hills. I love the flowers. I love the daffodils. I love the fireside. We love the lights are low. Bum diada 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 bum diddly dum dum bum bum.
No, wait.
Mark, you need to learn that. Hello. Did I come with me? And Megan is gone. Hey, we've got Bush, and I don't think that's too great.
Too small. Wow.
If he gets killed, we'll have, which is face?
That cranky squirrel old jerk.
And then we'll all be dead because he can't run a toilet factory. I'm sorry, I couldn't. Okay, he can't run a banana factory. Actually, a banana. But he really is stupid. He really is stupid. He really is stupid.
I hate the bush.
I hate
that little jerk.
No. What's his name?
Dukakis?
Some George Bush.
You can pin it to your, see this little clip? You can pin it to your shirt right here. You want to be Mr. Professional Microphone Man. You pin it right here.
Can I pin it?
No.
Dad, I want to listen to myself.
Okay, you guys want to hear what we said? We recorded?
No, I want to hear myself talk.
While you're talking, or you want to hear the last 10 minutes?
I want to hear
even more interesting.
I want to hear.
Okay, I want to hear the last 10 minutes.
I'm raising you too much like they rose me, right? Mm-hmm. Like they rose me. Flip this right here. Like my parents rose me, yeah.
Sounds right.
Two, three, four.
Mark, don't sing that faggot Bon Jovi song.
Is it really a faggot?
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Yeah. Are there any of those rock guys that are normal?
Not on Bon Jovi's group.
Can't be weird, aren't they?
Def Leppard? But they don't sing, but they're not a very good group.
Yeah.
Well, according to other people, they are. They made the top number one hit, like, for the week. But I can't believe it. Well, Guns N' Roses made it that with all three of their songs.
Mm-hmm. And Def Leppard made it with one
of them. No, made it with two so far.
Well, do you think that the kids admire these crazy nuts that are, like, gay and...
No, but listen. But listen.
Yeah.
Def Leppard is an English group. But
and they think they're heavy metal, but they're not good.
Are they?
No.
What are they doing?
They say, are you getting it? Yes, I'm getting it. Really getting it? Yes, I'm getting it. Come on, Steve. So stupid.
Not really having any fun. Oh.
How about
heaviest metal they do?
Light plastic.
Here's the heaviest metal they do.
Mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4.
That's Bon Jovi, Corny.
That's the heaviest metal he does.
Is Bon Jovi a guy?
Yeah, John Bon Jovi.
Really?
But that's also the name of his group.
He's
like David Lee Roth has sort of
Bon
a group.
Is Bon Jovi gay or on drugs or what?
No. I think he just got some gay tendencies.
Yeah. How'd you like me in the rock group?
I wouldn't mind it.
Pretty exciting, yeah?
I think Bon Jovi just has a couple gay pals, and he learned it from them.
What's the rock?
About 10 gay pals.
He has a girlfriend. Still thinks he's a fag.
Yeah.
He did it. He got a girlfriend so people wouldn't think he's a fag.
Yeah, probably. And she's probably a lesbian.
Yeah.
You just do it so that people can think they're normal.
I don't think John Bon Jovi's normal anyway.
Yeah, but if he looks normal, parents won't rip on him as much.
You are.
I am.
Can I be the speaker now?
Anyone want more rides? Are there any rides at all?
I didn't know you
wanted them. You have it too. No? Mark, please. Mark.
Yeah, she's sticking her hand out.
And there's chicken sitting right there, Mark. Do you know what those green things are in the ride? Or do you know what they are?
No.
They're little pieces of lettuce.
Oh. Anybody know who made this?
What music?
What?
Wasn't that on the last episode of Inspector Gadget?
Oh no!
Doesn't it come from Space Great Space Coaster?
Michael Jackson?
That was easy.
All he had to do was jump. Just jump back there.
What was the
he just screamed for the music.
What, in bad?
No, it's on the first tape. I have it. He goes, I think it's just straight music.
No, that's not straight music. That was back 4 years ago when he was actually a little bit, tad bit, teeniest, microscopic bit good.
What was it?
That was in 1984 when he was just a tiny bit good. Molecule
program
is too much.
Tell me what program this is.
This is Pro.
Wait. I don't know what program it is. Okay. No, it isn't. Wait a minute.
Mark, you have not finished your dinner.
I am going to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's this phone?
Ross, you have no permission to get up. Either of you, both of you should be sitting down at the table right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Inspector Javits.
Who gave you permission to get up from the table?
Mom!
I didn't give you permission. I just
sit straight, Ross. Mark, you've got a lot of eating to do.
I know. Mom gets something like this.
Don't blame it on me.
Uh-huh. She grabbed all the letters and bought all the letters.
Poor little honey.
Give them to Ross.
What?
Give them to
Right, I ate all the lettuce except that. That's the only
one. Darling, can I have some rice, please?
Yeah.
Chili is more of rice. Want more rice, Ross? There's tons more.
I want some more.
No, Ross, wait. Just let it sit here. Okay, we'll sit it in the middle. We'll sit over in the soup tureen. But then you talk too loud, and you're the big star. Make sure you're the big star. We'll clip it down the bottom. Okay, now it's here. There, that's there. That's good enough. Now, don't rustle. It doesn't like it when you rustle your clothes, either.
Hey, baby.
Morgan, have some bread, please?
Did you have permission to sit up? And did you have permission to sit up?
Can we go sit down?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a bald spot on you.
Okay, touch it.
Huh?
Touch it.
I do too.
What is it?
It's normal to have to go back a little bit.
Let me see, Brad. Oh. You parted it funny.
I haven't parted it at all. I haven't filmed it. This is a pillow smash. You look like a boy who's not getting in trouble.
For what?
We're not finished. We're not finished. Standing up without permission.
But what do I have to do other than standing up?
Sit down and finish your dinner, Mark. I've had enough. I've told you several times.
Dad.
Yes, sir.
This microphone is, I can hear better with it than my own ears.
I know. It's very sensitive.